We're going to skip through the outline a lot. Many holes to be filled in by everyone. You just open up their enjoyment throughout the week.
Amen.
So if you've enjoyed something from this, you enjoyed something from just reading the Bible, something the Lord spoke to you, just speak Christ.
Amen.
If you speak your experience, your inner experience of the indwelling Christ, amen, then you go at the church. So good. So we're just speaking our experience of Christ this morning.
Amen.
So let's read Roman numeral 2 on the outline together on page 145.
If we would participate in the work of the divine building, we need to know the economy of God and the central work of God, and allow God in Christ to build Himself into us.
So what's the central work of God? It's to build, right? To build us into God.
Amen.
To build God into us.
Amen.
Us into God into us.
Amen.
This is the central work. This is the thing that God really wants to do in the universe.
Amen.
God wants to do a work of building.
Amen.
He wants to, but it's with us, right?
Amen.
And it's with Him. Getting
Amen.
Blended together, mingled together,
Amen.
Incorporated together.
Amen.
But so the heart of the burden of this message is in Roman numeral 3. So let's also read Roman numeral 3 together.
The building up of the church as the body of Christ is through the inner experience of the indwelling Christ.
And then let's read B under that too.
The key to the building up of the church is the inner experience of Christ as our life.
Amen.
Well, so I was really touched in this message. There, the church needs to be built up, right?
Right.
And so we have the key. And the key is to experience Christ.
Right. Amen.
But so there's a problem. We're not very strong.
Right.
Right? So Paul, he's speaking the book of Ephesians. He knows what he's speaking is high.
Yeah.
He has a deep realization that he's opening up something so high, so deep, something so much on the Lord's heart.
Amen.
So he's speaking in Ephesians 3, and then he's going on, and eventually something explodes out of his being.
Yeah.
This prayer comes forth from his being.
Amen.
That we would be what? That we would be strengthened.
Because
there was a realization that our inner man is just has not adequately been strengthened.
Yeah.
But how are we strengthened? We're strengthened by four-level strengthening.
Only
for four-level strengthening.
Amen.
It's according to the riches of his glory.
Amen.
Not according to our condition.
Right.
Amen. And it's according, and then it's through his spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's with power.
Amen. Amen.
The resurrection power.
Amen.
That raised Christ from the dead.
Amen.
Or any kind of depression, suppression, oppression.
Amen.
All this power.
Amen.
Can overcome that.
Amen.
And then when we're strengthened, we're into the inner man.
Amen.
And so the inner man, as if we are unregenerated, our inner man is not that significant.
Yeah.
But because Christ has come into us, our inner man is where Christ dwells.
Amen.
So we need to be strengthened into our inner man.
Amen.
And I was really touched that this matter of how can you tell what's an indication of a strong inner man?
Mm-hmm.
The indication is that you spontaneously desire to pray.
Amen.
Maybe
right.
You hear something, you touch something in the Word, and then your inner man reacts by prayer.
Right.
Spontaneously, you rise up to pray.
Right.
So, but a lot of times, I think in our experience, is we feel weak when it comes to prayer.
Right.
Maybe we come to a meeting, or maybe we're just with some other brothers and sisters, and we just feel a lack, or that it's difficult to pray. So what do we desperately need? To be strengthened.
Amen.
To be strengthened with power.
Amen.
According to the riches of His glory.
Amen.
So say, I would like to share something.
Amen.
I'd like to challenge you.
Amen.
30-day challenge.
Amen.
A 30-day challenge to pray this every day.
Amen.
Every day, you know, even the brother who spoke this message,
yeah.
He said every day, this is what he prays. Father, grant me to be strengthened.
Yeah.
I am open to allow you to strengthen me.
Amen.
God desperately wants to strengthen us.
Amen.
All we have to do is open up and primarily respond by praying.
Amen.
So the brother challenged us. 30 days. What will happen for 30 days if you were to pray? I would say, what about everybody find a partner, maybe even your spouse, for 30 days. Prayer takes a few seconds. Every day, pray this prayer. Lord, strengthen me.
Amen.
According to the riches of your glory.
Amen.
And power.
Amen.
And what about how we pray for other people? Okay, this eventually this outline, it says we should pray this so much, we don't even know what else to pray.
Right.
It says, we should focus on this prayer to the extent that we do not know what to pray other than this.
Amen.
We should get pickled with this prayer.
Amen.
This prayer needs to become our prayer.
Amen.
But so what's so dear about this? This feeling that's in this prayer, it's not even just the words of the prayer,
right.
But it's the spirit And it's the feeling and it's the faith behind this prayer. So this needs to become our spirit,
Amen.
Our attitude,
Amen.
Our faith. It needs to become our prayer.
Amen.
So, but we need to practice to pray this prayer.
Amen.
The more we practice to pray this prayer, the more the feeling behind it will become our feeling.
Amen.
The spirit behind it will become our feeling.
Amen.
So I'm just impressed. Let's take the challenge.
Amen.
Let's pray this prayer.
Amen.
Let's pray it for ourselves. Let's pray it for the ones we're caring for.
Amen.
Let's pray it for the church. Let's pray it for Ireland.
Amen.
Let's pray it for the saints in Ireland.
Right.
For the saints in Wales and India.
Yes.
For the church in Jalandhar.
Amen.
Let's pray this prayer for ourselves. So I don't. There's a ton here. So that's it for me. So I'd just like to give it to you all. But let's just take a second. Just either share something with your neighbor or just pray this prayer with your neighbor.
Amen.
And then we'll just open it up for everyone to share.
Amen.
Strengthened with power through His Spirit into the inner man.
Amen.
But to Him who is able to do super abundantly above all that we ask or think,
Amen.
According to the power which operates in us.
Amen.
Amen. I feel like my view of this prayer was really revolutionized this week. I've heard it many times. Oh, we should pray this every day. And anyways, you hear message after message from someone says, you should pray this, you should pray this, you should pray this, you should pray that, right? And if you maybe put an index card of all the things you should pray, you wouldn't know what to pray in the morning. But what I appreciate is, like Craig brought out, that behind this prayer is a certain spirit.
Yeah.
Behind this prayer is a certain attitude.
Yeah.
This prayer, and even there's a certain faith.
Yeah.
And so you just realize that Paul, after unveiling such a vision of what God's purpose is, he is just moved to pray, right?
Yeah.
It's almost, what is this prayer doing here? Why is this here in the middle of this book? He's kind of moved on from the vision to like how to carry, you know, how our daily life should be. And then this prayer is like, bam! But I just appreciate this is because this was in his being.
Amen.
This was his attitude, and even this was his faith.
Amen.
Even I was just impressed again that the way this ends is that this is to him who is able to do super abundantly.
Amen.
Above all that we ask or think.
Amen.
You just realize, when we just look at ourselves or our situation, and we go, Lord, it is just impossible, right? You know, impossible to overcome, impossible to grow, impossible this. And Paul said about being built up. I mean, talk about impossibilities of impossibilities, right? But this prayer is full of faith, right?
Amen.
And this prayer is full of the Lord's Amen. Spirit and the proper attitude. So I'd like to have this prayer not be a prayer on a list of things I need to pray,
yeah.
But I like to pray this prayer until it becomes my being.
Amen.
Lord, what do I need today? You know, what does my brother need? He needs to be strengthened.
Amen.
Lord, we need to be strengthened, right?
Amen.
Through your spirit into our inner man that you, right,
Amen.
That this wonderful person
Amen.
Can make his home in our hearts,
Amen.
Right? And eventually what comes out is the church.
Amen.
So hallelujah for the Lord's way, right?
Amen.
He's bringing us into our inner man,
Amen.
Right? He's doing super abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
Amen.
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 This church will become his habitation
in us. The answer is that Christ is working in us to build up God's heaven.
Amen.
Himself into us.
Right.
What God builds up in us is both God's habitation and our habitation.
Amen.
When Christ occupies our inner being, the more we will be able to be built up with others in the body.
Amen.
This word, is about the building, as Craig said. But I appreciate the progression. Progression is that you would be, that He would grant you to be strengthened. Strengthened
with power.
With power.
Amen.
By the enjoyment of the riches.
Amen.
So I enjoy that you have the, you're strengthened. There's the enjoyment, you're strengthened with the, hallelujah for the riches.
Amen.
We, by the enjoyment of the riches, it issues in Christ, spreading into all the chambers of our being.
Amen.
It says, as we strengthen into the inner man, a door is open.
Amen.
A door is open. What? For Christ to spread in us.
Amen.
And I appreciate that. So we need to enjoy Christ so that the church can be built. I appreciate it says that He, that Christ would make His home in your hearts through faith.
Yeah.
And then next two words, I really enjoy that you being rooted.
Amen.
And grounded in love.
Amen.
And I just appreciate rooted is for growing. A plant has roots and it grows. And grounded is for building.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, but this isn't, we look at this here, rooted, that's the start of a plant.
Yeah.
That's the capability of a plant.
Yeah.
And grounded, that's the start for what a building needs. That's the beginning. So in other words, for the Lord to have the capability, the potential, the possibility, that means we need to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
That there would be the capacity in us for Him to build. How does He do it? When we enjoy Christ, then automatically the Lord has a way to build us with others.
Amen.
And, one thing I was listening to, and that, it says, if you enjoy Christ during the day, you know where you want to be in the evening? You want to be with the saints.
Amen.
So that we would be strengthened to apprehend Christ with all the saints.
Amen.
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 Amen. This is a wonderful week, isn't it? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In this wonderful prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, the divine Trinity is really strongly implied.
Yeah.
You see that Paul, he bowed his knees unto the Father.
Amen.
Right? And then his prayer was that the saints would be strengthened with power by His Spirit.
Amen.
So here we have the Father, and then we have the Spirit.
Right.
And then we would be strengthened with power, the power of the Spirit in resurrection, into our inner man. And here, our inner man is our spirit that is now regenerated and indwelt by the Spirit, right?
Yeah.
And that we would be strengthened in our spirit, which is really our new man, the inner man. And so if we're full of strength, then we can apprehend with the saints the vast riches of Christ.
Amen.
So that Christ, then third, is Christ would make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
So here we see the entire triune God is involved in strengthening us into our inner man.
Amen.
So that Christ could make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
And so that we collectively as a church could apprehend all the riches of this triune God.
Amen.
It's so wonderful. And what we see here is this is what lays the growth into the triune God as we are rooted into Him as
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
And as we're grounded in Him,
yeah.
that prepares the foundation for the building.
Amen.
So as God works Himself into us, it qualifies us to be built together.
Amen.
Where? In Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is Ephesians.
Amen.
It doesn't talk about outward things.
Yeah.
You know, how to meet. Or gifts, tongue speaking. It doesn't mention anything like that. It's just the burden is that we would pray this way.
Amen.
We would all be full of strength.
Amen.
To apprehend Him. And the more He makes home in us, the more we find that we're at home in Him.
Amen.
I don't know about you, But as far as I'm concerned,
my inward prayers are very strong.
Yeah.
My emotions, my mind,
yeah.
The natural part of me is very strong.
Yeah.
And it can be really discouraging. So I'm like, Lord, are you ever going to get through? Yes, you will. Stage 4 in the gray part, the second paragraph says, our heart is composed of all the parts of our soul, mind, emotion, and will, plus our conscience, the main part of our spirit. These parts are the inward parts of our being, and that's the part that caused me a lot of trouble. Through regeneration, Christ came into our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this fact. It's a fact, we all have it. After this, we should allow him to spread into every part of our heart.
Amen.
Since our heart is the totality of all our inward parts and the center of our inward being, when Christ makes his home in our hearts, he controls our entire inward being.
Amen.
And supplies and strengthens every part with himself.
Amen.
What a glorious goal.
Amen.
When we have this, he has an expression.
Amen.
So saying, we really need to pray. I need to pray that prayer.
Amen.
That he would grant me according
Amen.
To the riches of his glory.
Amen.
Lord, grant.
Amen.
Lord, grant us.
Amen.
To be strengthened.
Amen.
Because I'm weak. Lord,
Amen.
Strengthen.
Amen.
With your power, because I have no power.
Amen.
Through your spirit into the inner man.
Amen.
And when he does that, what happens? That Christ may make his home in your heart.
Amen.
Every part of the inward part is strengthened.
Amen.
Christ makes his home.
Amen.
Then he can control my inward being.
Amen.
Then he is expressed.
Amen.
Then the church is built.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not out of me,
yeah.
but it is out of him.
Amen.
He does it.
Amen.
He can do it.
Amen.
Amen. So Paul starts his prayer in chapter 3 with, for this cause I bow my knee.
Amen.
For this cause. And I really liked in day 5 it said Paul was obsessed.
Yeah.
His spirit and his attitude was an obsession of what he saw.
Amen.
And I looked up obsession and it means an excessive preoccupation.
Yeah.
A domination of thoughts regarding an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It dominated him. It preoccupied him. And what I enjoyed, what, like David was saying, his spirit and his attitude was that what he saw, what he said, what he cared about, and what he lived, what was in his heart was related to the vision of the building up of the body of Christ,
Amen.
To the building up of the church.
Amen.
And it was through, how was this building up? He was preoccupied through the building up, through the inner experience of the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
That's why he said in this prayer that Christ may make
Amen.
His home in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
I never saw that so much, but our whole inward being.
Yeah.
And it just said here, I would hope that Christ would make his home in the believers through faith.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, that was not what I wanted to say. The genuine church life is the issue of Christ personally making his home in our hearts
Amen.
To occupy every corner of our inward
Amen.
Being.
Amen.
And he said it would mean nothing if we did not know Christ inwardly.
Amen.
Like we could come to the meetings and everything, but what would it mean if we come here and we don't know Christ inwardly?
Right.
We don't experience the indwelling Christ. Because it's through this that builds the church.
Amen.
And this is what Paul saw. So Lord, we give ourselves.
Amen.
If we don't have the vision of the building up the church, Lord, give us this vision.
Amen.
Give us the vision that obsessed Paul.
Amen.
Oh, we need to see the vision of Christ making home in our heart.
Amen.
Lord, if we don't have this vision, give us this vision.
Amen.
Oh, we want this same obsession.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This week, you know, I did something as it was not Christ making his home in my heart, but the Lord said, go on!
Amen.
Forget the things which are behind and go on.
Yeah. Amen.
So for Christ to make his home in our hearts, we need to love him.
Amen.
And give him the first place in everything.
Amen.
In Mark 12, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart,
yeah.
and with your whole soul, and with your whole mind, and with your whole strength.
Amen.
Like the children of Israel, we need to leave Egypt to go into the wilderness and be sanctified. And have our vessel separated unto God so that we can be filled with him and hold a feast to him and unto him. And the way to escape, like the world, which keeps us away from the Lord, is by just loving the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's not by outward exhortation. And it's by the Lord's, God's resurrection power.
Amen.
In Egypt.
Right.
And we also don't want to live by the self or our flesh.
Right.
But we want to allow Christ into every part of our being.
Amen.
And in Romans 6 it says to present our members as weapons of righteousness to God.
Amen.
So a practical way to do this, another way to pray, is in during our morning revival to present every member of our being to God.
Amen.
And then also during the day. A lot of times during the day I just stop and do things my way.
Right.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
The day in which we love the Lord and allow Christ to make his home in our heart, hearts, in our hearts, is a precious day.
Amen.
In the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I hope I am able to let it out for God's building. Praise you, Lord Jesus, that you want to make home in our heart.
Amen.
You want to occupy our whole being.
Amen.
And three times in my life, I had kidney stone to move out. And last week also, I went to the hospital. They took one kidney stone out. Praise the Lord. He's working in us.
Amen.
On day two, it says, He's working within us to transform us into precious stones.
Amen.
For God's building.
Amen.
For His house. Lord Jesus, no more kidney stones.
Amen.
Precious stones.
Amen.
The building of the house of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, cover me, you precious
name. Amen.
I didn't want to miss this part about Genesis 3 in the beginning because I was touched by this. That Eve came out of Christ. Bible was full of time.
Yeah.
And Eve was the type of the church and Adam was the type.
Correct.
Only what is pure Christ came out of that. Came out of the church.
Yeah.
The church. Yeah. Only what is pure Christ came out.
Yeah.
You know, I think in these churches, so you find the right religion, then you get baptized in that, and that was it. That was so small.
Yeah.
You know, you get baptized into the triune God.
Amen.
Not into the religion, but into the triune God.
Amen.
And then I was in day three, it talks about David wanted to go to the house of Jesus.
Yes.
But the Lord. But he didn't want him to be that. He wants to build himself into David.
Amen.
And this is what I was touched with. You know, salvation, all of that is wonderful and is necessary. Repentance, all of that is necessary. But God is after to build himself.
Amen.
He wants to build himself into our
being. Amen.
And that was far from what I knew.
Yeah.
But this makes sense.
Amen.
In an individual way, he takes the Lord in and he builds himself. He deposits his life into our being.
Yeah.
He opens him and he can build him in us individually. And then corporately, we are all being built.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not individual, but we need a corporate building.
Amen.
With one another.
Amen.
Carrying for one another.
Amen.
So much more the Lord has opened up.
Amen.
I can't even express.
Right.
Lord, I just have to open to you.
Yeah.
For more of your
influence. Amen.
He wants to have the inner infilling of himself.
Amen.
Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Growing bit by bit.
Amen.
And then we have a heart. Only what is real to us, and we have it. We share with others.
Amen.
And then it becomes real.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
baptized into the Son, unto the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this week I was impressed with day 3. We need God to build Himself in Christ into our humanity.
Amen.
What does that exactly mean? We need God today to build Himself in Christ in our humanity.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? It means we need Christ in our attitude, in our decision, in our opinion.
Amen.
Anyway, in all these things, we need to go to Him first.
Amen.
Big opportunity, because I might not be here for
a while. Yeah,
I just can't help it. Thank you. God said, we know, Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to those who love the world. And we bless with all the testimonies and things. And also, as it is written, God said that things which I have not seen and ear has not heard, which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Like what the sister said, that we have to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. That's why Mark 12 said, we pray, Lord, give us the strength. Because we have to use the strength to love Him for everything. And sometimes in our lives, like me, especially as an example, I used to pray to God, change the situation. Lord, change my husband. Lord, change my kid. But God is not going to change. God doesn't alter things. He doesn't want to change the things. I say, why did you not change this prayer that I have? Because God, He will only want to change our heart, not the situation. Then if we love God, then all things, though unaltered, will work for our good.
Yeah.
And sometimes we complain about everything that comes our way. We complain concerning this and concerning that. Yet, if love is there, all this will mean nothing to us.
Mm-hmm.
Loving God will make an unsatisfactory environment a profitable one.
Amen.
So we pray, Lord, guard our heart.
Amen.
So that we have the peace and the joy.
Amen.
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To realize and participate in the deep and hidden things that God has ordained and prepared for us requires not only to believe in Him, but also to love Him.
Amen.
To fear God, to worship God, and to believe in God, that is to receive God, are all inadequate. Mm-hmm. To love Him is the indispensable requirement.
Amen.
Because God's economy is to have Himself, the triune God, to be dispensed through us.
Amen.
So, our entire being, the spirit, soul, and body, with the heart, soul, and mind, and the strength, absolutely on Him. That is to live our entire being,
amen,
as the sister self is it, to be occupied by Him,
amen,
and lost in Him,
amen,
so that He becomes everything to us,
amen,
and that we are one with Him practically, not just one day, but in our daily life,
amen,
our daily bread. In this way, we have the closest and most intimate fellowship with God.
Amen.
And we are able to enter into His heart.
Amen.
And apprehend, like the brother said, all its secret. Like the Lord said, you are not my servant anymore, you are my friend, and I will tell you my secret.
Yes.
Thus we not only realize, but also experience,
amen,
the Lord, enjoy and fully participate in this deep and hidden things of God.
Amen.
Hidden things of God that He will reveal unto us.
Amen.
And let's enjoy.
Amen.
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 He is truly the true vine.
Amen.
And we are the branches.
Amen.
Colossians 1:9. For this reason, since the day we heard about Him, we have not stopped praying for Him. This is actually Paul, you know, the Colossians continually ask God to fill us with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives.
Amen.
If we eat, if we drink, if we think about Christ,
amen,
you know, our outward doing is through the Spirit. It's
amen.
No longer us
yeah.
that does it, but it's the Spirit.
Amen.
So giving strength to the Spirit should be living daily in the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Two words I appreciate this week is just allow God.
Amen.
The verses in Day 2 speaks about David wanting to build a house for God.
Yeah.
But his response was,
yeah,
you know, I will build.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the verses here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I think I lost it. Says, and I will raise up a seed after you,
amen,
which will come forth from your body.
Amen.
It says, and I will establish his kingdom.
Amen.
I like this phrase. It is he who will build a house for my name.
Amen.
You know, so, you know, I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I like to take action. I like to do a lot of things. But that's what David wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
David had a house, and he was caring for God's interest.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to build a house.
Amen.
But God's response is, no, you need to stop.
Yeah.
You need to allow me,
amen,
to build your house.
Amen.
So I appreciate that. We need to allow God,
amen,
to allow him to build himself in us.
Amen.
And it is he,
amen,
you know, it is what is rotting to us,
amen,
that is able to build a house.
Amen.
And it is that I like to also say, I will establish his, the throne of his kingdom forever.
Amen.
So we need to see that it is not us.
Amen.
You know, we need to put everything, we need to stop and allow God to come into us.
Amen.
And then also the same verse in the same day, he says that Paul's prayer was such a one that he says, my children, with whom I travail again,
amen,
until Christ is forming you.
Amen.
We need to see that Christ needs to be formed, right?
Yeah.
So we need to allow God.
Amen.
But I like this, you know, what Craig said, right? We need to have this prayer,
yeah,
you know, that Christ will make his home in our hearts.
Amen.
It is only through his home making, you know, into our being, that means,
yeah,
in our mind, our will, and emotion,
mm-hmm,
that a house can be produced.
Amen.
Nothing else can, you know, that comes out of our being is useful to God.
Amen.
He doesn't want anything else but only that what comes out,
amen,
of what he's produced in us.
Amen.
So two words, allow God.
Amen.
My prayer was, Lord, I want to allow you,
amen,
Lord, to work yourself into me.
Amen.
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 I was listening to another message this weekend. The brother was sharing that there's one thing that God will not violate, and that is the human will. And also, Satan cannot violate our human will.
Amen.
And it just helped me so much to realize that we need to cooperate with the Lord. His way, he wants to make his home in our hearts.
Amen.
I need to allow him. By doing the healthy things, the healthy practices, the Lord,
yeah,
brings so many opportunities to us. But we need to exercise our will that he may make his home in our hearts.
Amen.
And what else does the Name of the Saints have? One sentence to release? One line? It could be two lines.
Okay. We today are not outwardly as high as David was, but we can declare that we have God's life,
amen,
nature, and constitution.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the title of this week's outline is The Building Up of the Church as the Body of Christ Through the Inner Experience of the Indwelling Christ. That's quite a mouthful,
yeah,
in terms of the sentence, right? But if you break it down into its two components, there's something that's going on.
Amen.
There's the building up of the church.
Amen.
As the body of Christ.
Amen.
And then there's something else going on. That building's happening through the inner experience of the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
So Christ is building something.
Yeah.
And I'll say that Christ is the wise master builder.
Amen. Amen.
It says in Roman numeral 2, A1, the most crucial and mysterious matter revealed in the Bible is that God's ultimate intention is to work himself into his chosen people.
Amen.
Do you realize that that's God's economy. Yeah. Meaning that's the reason why we exist.
Amen.
In this entire world, people want to know, why am I here?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it struck me because I happened to see someone post something about Tom Brady, you know, after winning the Super Bowl. I'm not sure how many other people saw this, but it just struck me because it was this interview on Tom Brady, who's a quarterback for the New England Patriots, and they just won the Super Bowl. And at the end of the interview, he says, you know, the person, the interviewer sounds surprised, but Tom Brady says, is this it? Is this what it's all about? It can't be. There's got to be something more than this. And this is a person who's just won the ultimate thing in his profession. Four times. And who many people would say, this guy has, you know, the perfect life.
Yeah.
And what's his ultimate inner feeling? Is this it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But that, you know, how many people in the world don't realize what is it?
Yeah.
Well, this is it.
Amen.
The most crucial and mysterious matter revealed in the Bible is God's ultimate intention is to work himself into his chosen people.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's the mystery.
Amen.
God has a desire deep in his heart to be expressed through man.
Amen.
And how does he do this? He does this by building.
Amen.
I just appreciated that. He does this through the building of the all the inner experiences we have of the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
And two words that really struck me, actually there's many words, right? But two words that struck me were rooted and grounded. So rooted really describes a plant, like the plant life.
Yeah.
And you need the roots in order for the plant to grow.
Amen.
So it implies actually the growth in life.
Yeah.
And then there's the grounded. Yeah. Well, what do you need to be grounded? The base of the building is grounded. Right. That's the foundation.
Amen.
So you have these two words, building in life and a foundation of a building.
Amen.
So how does God build his body? How does God eventually build his church?
Mm-hmm.
It's by the many experiences of the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
That allow us to grow in life.
Amen.
That produce the foundation of this building.
Amen.
I was struck that God's way is not an outward way.
Yeah.
His way is not the seen way.
Yeah.
It's not the let's get together and do something together.
Right.
And we'll say that we've built the church. Actually, that's what David tried to do, right?
Yeah.
David said, I will build.
Yeah.
And God said, no, I will build.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Is that God's way of building is through life.
Amen.
Why? Because we're not buildable.
Right.
You know, you and I aren't buildable by ourselves.
Right.
No matter how nice you are to me, no matter how good you are, right?
Right.
You know, no matter how open I am to you,
right.
We can never be built. No matter how hard we want, we might outwardly say, yes, we'll get together and you know we'll do things together. But that's not building. Actually, God has to start by making us buildable.
Amen.
So what does he do? Yeah. He dispenses his life into us.
Amen.
And actually, we all share this one life.
Yes.
And how does he do this? By us saying, Lord, make your home in my heart.
Amen.
You know, there was two points that were shared by Brother Oscar and Sister Carrie that kind of struck me. You know, Brother Oscar said, we need to stop.
Yeah.
And Sister Carrie said, I can't remember exactly, but we said something about we need to set our will.
Yeah.
So there seems to be a stopping, but there seems to be a going.
Yeah.
Amen.
Seems paradoxical, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. But actually, that's exactly what God is after.
Yeah.
On one hand, you know, you said you're a man of action. You like to do things.
Yeah.
I would say I'm a man of inaction. I actually generally don't like to do things. I'm pretty passive. But God's not after you, and he's not after me.
Right.
What he is after a man who's open.
Amen.
He's willing to set his will with God's will.
Amen.
This is really what God's after.
Yeah.
He doesn't want our doing something.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us not doing anything.
Yeah.
But he wants us to say, Lord, I'm open to your strength.
Amen.
So I don't know, but I would like to be able to pray that every day this week or this month for 30
Amen.
Days, just to start my day by saying, Lord, I'm open to your strengthening.
Amen.
Because that's setting our will with God's will.
Amen.
Just saying, Lord, I can't, but you can.
Amen.
Lord, I'm unable,
but I believe you're able.
Amen.
So come into me and make your home in my heart.
Amen.
That allows me to be rooted,
right,
meaning growing in life,
amen,
so that I can be built with the other saints.
Amen.
I can be buildable material.
Amen.
I can be built into the body of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what God is after.
Amen.
Ultimately, He wants to make home in, in all of our hearts.
Amen.
So that we can apprehend all the fullness of God.
Amen.
And then you know what we'll be able to say to people? We'll be able to say, this is it.
Amen.
You know, forget all this outward, external stuff. Forget what the world is telling us is worthwhile.
Yeah.
We know what's worthwhile.
Amen.
It's being built into the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.